Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing.
Babble,
babble, babble, babble. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
Bubble, dazzle, dazzle, dazzle. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, welcome to the Gone Fishing Show, and this is Friday.
October 26th.
Friday already?
2018. And beautiful weather outside in the state of Florida.
Florida-Georgia weekend?
Yeah.
Go Gators?
Oh, and I have a special announcement. Let me get this out of the way, please. apparently, the Jaguars have touched down in London, and yeah. It'll apparently be the only touchdown they'll get all weekend.
Let's hope not.
Yeah. I just killed myself, man.
At least Joe laughed.
Yeah, I know it.
We're getting a call.
No, the call says something mother. I don't know.
Don't go any further with that one.
I tell you. Gild, yeah. G-U-I-L-D. Gild mother. All right. Moving right along here. I'm happy to say last night at about 3:30 in the morning, I became a great-grandfather.
You look like one, too.
I know it.
Great grandpa.
Yeah, I need to tell you.
Did El Nino have something to do with it? Nino?
No. That was last week's article. Okay. And I know it. Somebody really wants to talk to us.
Hang up on him.
Answer the phone.
I can't. Oh. Okay. Cool. Anyway, I guess I can.
There you go.
Goodbye.
Unplug it. That'll work.
It's probably
Anyway, yes. Not his first name. I couldn't believe it when I heard it, but
boy,
he's a young man, 8 pounds 9 ounces.
Good, a big
and yeah. Yeah, big boy. And his name is Oliver.
Oliver. Cool.
Yes, it was completely different from anything I've heard in a long time.
That's Oliver. I have some more, please?
And we think with the name that he's got, Oliver, he's going to become a famous writer.
Oh,
he's not going to be, but
maybe he'll be an opera singer.
Oh, opera singer?
Yeah,
but he'll be a t-ball player before that.
Yep,
and I'll tell you that right
he'll
now.
He'll be a t-ball player.
That's it.
You know that.
Well, you know, the fishing's not too good in that family, so.
Right, they got to do something.
It only takes me to outdo you, Joe. I don't need nobody else in the family.
We're just having people walk in all over the place.
And call him.
Hey, Susan. Oh, that's Don. Okay. It looked like Susan.
All right.
It looks like Hollywood.
Hollywood.
All right, Don Taylor is in studio along with Mr. Jeff Altman. The host, Rick Hale, and myself, we are all present and accounted for. And, apparently they did find somebody.
Where your children are.
Yeah. They did find somebody in Plantation. I guess everybody's aware of that now if they watch the news. But
or listen to the radio.
They have a suspect in the bombing deal going on, so they got him, apparently.
That's definitely
from New York, and he lives in Florida.
What happened
there? Definitely a wacko.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. So, yeah, about the last 45 minutes or so, they caught this guy down in Plantation, Florida.
All the commentators last night were talking. They already knew who it was.
Yeah.
Where'd the bombing, where'd it start at? In New York, you said?
It wasn't actual bombs that went off.
Okay.
Okay. Nobody
hurt. Oh, is that things they were sending in the mail to people?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I understand now.
Yeah. That's what we're
You don't get
about.
How much do you
No, yeah, I don't. Hey, I'm so tired. Man.
Hey, he runs that boat so far back, the radio signals don't even get there.
No, it's been a long, long week, honestly.
Yeah.
I've seen you've been out like virtually every day charters.
I've had a charter every day this week, and three of them are full days. And
brought in a bunch of nice fish, too.
Yeah, but we'll talk about it a little bit. The wind, though, just beat me.
Oh, the wind was pretty terrible. Yesterday we had seven or eight captains went out at our store.
I go over the Matthews Bridge, and I'm like, nope, I'm staying home.
Yeah, I went out Wednesday to Mill Cove. Brutal.
I was out there Wednesday as well.
Mm-hmm.
What about all the captains at your store, Rick?
Yeah, we had seven go out yesterday, day before yesterday.
They all get beat up?
We never saw them come in.
Hey, I tell you what was funny on Wednesday, same thing. The boat ramp, for some reason, at Sisters Creek was just slam full. I don't recall seeing it that crowded on a Wednesday day. But by the time we got back to the ramp, about 6 hours later, buddy, we were the last boat there, last truck there. I mean, they bounced out of there big time quick.
They all heard you were going out of there.
No, that's not it. The weather was bad.
I remember there was high tide, about 10-ish, and right. So all the boats went out about 10-ish, and I think most of them are by noon.
All right, we got a phone number you want to call the show today, 904-296-2692, 904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show, located in Jacksonville, Florida, on sunny 102.3 FM. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason. Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com. No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com. To save $50 off a one-year Towboat U.S. membership, call 904-249-4422 and mention Gone Fishing. When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rods.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the microwave guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
There's nothing worse than pulling your boat down the road and your trailer gives way. That's why you need to call Jim Pritchard at the Fat Cat Trailer Store. Jim's been providing trailer repairs for over 20 years. Welding, bearing replacement, parts, and custom-made axles are all right here at Fat Cat Trailer. Your boat belongs in the water, not in the median. Call Jim at Fat Cat Trailer, 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat Trailer Service, near the Beach Boulevard boat ramp at 211 20th Street North, Jacks Beach.
Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
And, of course, I always try to check Facebook out for the fishermen and everything like everybody's doing right now.
And I'm actually turning my ringtone down.
And, yeah, it's a good idea. But I saw a post, you know, sad day for the
bass fishing kayak community.
Said kayak community. And so
what happened?
We found out that there was a young lady that was evidently fishing the bass circuit and the kayak, and she did not return.
Her name was Rebecca Golden.
That's public now?
Yeah.
And
where was this? Where was this taking place at?
Up north.
Yep. Yeah. And she didn't return, and they found her dead the next day or late that afternoon, 1 to 2.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yesterday.
So it's just because you got a life
PFD.
Thank you. On doesn't mean it's you're going to be safe.
Yeah, if you go down in the water,
hypothermia.
Hypothermia will get you. I mean, you can get hypothermia
in 3 minutes.
You know, well,
depending on the temperature of the water,
hot water. But I mean, even warm
water. In warm water,
you know, you can still get hypothermia. I mean, again, if the water's 80 degrees.
What's your body temperature?
Well, where was she fishing at in a kayak that was so deep? Where was she? Where were they at?
You don't have to be in deep.
I understand
water,
that. I'm just saying. I mean,
a lake up north.
Oh,
yeah. And that's the reason why bass fishing is so much bigger than the redfish tournaments. They continued on to grow, and the redfish tournaments didn't, because there's so many lakes everywhere that are holding bass. Yeah. Whereas redfish, you got to be on the coast.
You know, a lot of kids grow up though, like even like myself. You grow up and you start off fishing freshwater because it's easily accessible to most people. You can fish off the shore by a creek, you know, or by a pond.
Yep.
And the fish you catch when you're a little kid is primarily, you know, bass and
bream
and crappie, whatever. And so people just stay with that particular line of fishing as they get older, I think. And plus, it's marketed very well, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in Jacksonville area.
A lot of money in it, too, boy.
Yeah.
Marketing. That's advertising dollars.
And
lots of money in the bass fishing industry. Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the areas of pure fishing is pulling out of. Again, you might probably see them breaking apart pretty soon.
Pure Fishing is?
Yeah.
They're pulling out of?
Bass.
Okay.
And they were a major supporter and sponsor for a lot of the fishermen.
What is Pure on? They own Shimano, and is that wrong?
Are they Abbey Garcia? They own Abbey Garcia. Yeah, they own Penn. Right. They own Abbey. Mitchell.
That's right.
They own
Spider Wire,
Gulp.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps on the list. Just keeps on and on. And most of their products are used, very heavily by the fishing public. Mm-hmm. And so it's. If they break up again, it could be Penn's fourth or fifth time that they've been sold and pushed out. And it's Keith. I've watched Keith try to work on Penn's because we sell a lot of Penn's now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
a very popular reel.
They got four or five now, different quality reels.
They
got a Conflict, a Clash, yeah.
Spinfisher. Mm-hmm. Battles, Pursuit. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Tons of them.
Yeah, last time Keith worked on my stuff, he had a hard time getting stuff from Shimano. He said he couldn't hardly get it. He said it took him weeks and weeks and weeks to get the parts in.
Yeah, he's saying he's almost getting ready to quit Shimano. But we got Brian now, which is the representative in this area, for Penn.
Mr. Dufek?
Yes.
No, he's Shimano.
Brian Shimano.
I thought you said that was Shimano you were... having a hard time getting parts.
I did say that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're right. But Dufek is now, he's the rep for Shimano now.
That's what you said, though, right?
Yes.
Shimano was the reel that Keith was having
correct.
A hard time.
Yes,
I don't want to change the subject, but I do want to make another announcement. When I went out Wednesday, at Lonnie Wern.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, please be careful at these ramps. There was a couple of shady characters that when I had got my kayak launched and I went to climb in it, and they were just sitting there parked, just kind of watching me constantly.
You think Lonnie Wern's bad? Arlington.
Yeah, so what I did was just hung around the ramp rough. Until these guys left, but yeah, they were scoping you out. So in other words, I think what they're doing is when you paddle off, they're going to break in your car or whatever. It's just the assumption I was.
And that police officer lives right there on the site, too.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not there all the time.
Right. Yeah, because, once they see you paddle out.
Well, it takes him 2 minutes.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. Nothing you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So be vigilant.
Be real careful.
Be vigilant.
Leave your windows down and nothing in your car.
That's it. Yeah. don't break.
You don't have to open the door. It's unlocked. There's nothing in here.
Yeah, take the payment with you, right?
Yeah.
But just be careful. Keep aware of your surroundings when you launch and everything. Because
what'd you throw on? By the way, you said you fished on Wednesday. What'd you catch out there?
I caught the red on a Gulp swimming mullet.
White or pink?
White. Well, no, it wasn't white. It was the off white.
Pearl.
Thank you. And
that's a good one.
And I caught the trout off my Unfair Lures.
Which one?
The greenie. Yep.
That's all Joe knows how to throw. Yep. Give me that greenie.
I didn't know if you guys have been on the water, but I fished, like I said, Monday and Tuesday. The wind wasn't as bad, but the water was real churned up, and it was dirty looking. I was surprised. I fished with Tim Jackson, and it was just nasty. You would drop your bait in the water, and you couldn't see that far. But by yesterday, I was real surprised in a lot of places how it had cleaned up. It was pretty clear.
The coastal waterway, though, by Palm Cove was still very dirty yesterday. It didn't clean out at all.
Really?
Now, the water temperature going down quite a bit real quick.
74 degrees.
Yesterday. Yeah, I picked up 72 when I launched, and it got up to 74, maybe a high 74.
I tell you what I saw yesterday that I hadn't seen in quite a while, and I saw it several times yesterday, so maybe Jeff can kind of elaborate on this. Yesterday I fished with Matt Brown and Jeff Humphreys, and we were out in all in that northern area, and we saw a bunch of sheep's head yesterday, like in the creeks on the oyster beds.
Sheep head in the last.
They've been fired up, I know that.
Two or three, four days when we had the mild cold front,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, we've been bringing in some fiddler crabs.
Bringing in a lot.
And, buddy, I'm going to tell you what, that cool down hit, we sold out, boom, they were gone. Well, so we brought in quite a few more. Keith got pretty good order in for him, and there's people are saying they're seeing sheephead everywhere.
So y'all think this colder weather is bringing up?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Okay.
Without a doubt.
I mean, I was just surprised, though, because we would troll down a creek bank, and like yesterday we trolled
down. Were they tailing?
We saw one of them. That's what got our attention. One was tailing, and so we trolled up to him, and, I mean, he was literally from me to you, and you could see him plain as day. And I tell you, he was 8 to 10 pounds. I mean, he's one of the monster. And I said, I said, Matt, drop it on his head. I didn't mean literally drop it on his head, but like
that's what he did.
And of all the casts he made all day, he actually makes a perfect cast and hits him right dead on the head and spooked him. But we trolled, 25, 30 feet more, and there was another one. He wasn't as big. He's maybe 5 pounds, but I mean, he was right there. And they're all on the oyster beds right now. And you can see him tailing everywhere.
That's good sandwich size.
Oh, he was a good one too. But we saw four of them yesterday all together, and they were all right around the oyster beds, around the banks, and saw two of them tailing yesterday. So it was pretty cool.
Well, that's wonderful news.
You catch some sheephead, go over to Big Jim, Fat Cat Trailer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, that guy can cook some
sheephead. You show up with some sheephead and he'll cook it up.
I mean, it's great, too. He does a great job. But
just better bring enough for Big Jim to eat.
You don't understand. he makes his sandwich first, and then he lets you.
You get the leftovers?
You get the leftovers. Okay.
He can cook that, trust me.
But I want to tell you what. I want to thank Big Jim. He's been a sponsor of ours since day one. When me and Joe walked on with this 1 hour show.
He's a nice guy, too.
You're a great guy.
He's a big old guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he's tall, though. He's 6'8".
He's getting old like me. We started about the same time.
He's about 8'10".
Cajun boy.
Yep. Yeah. All right, Joe, tell us one.
904-296-2692. Listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3 FM. GoneFishingShow.com is the website. There is no G in fishing. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Tribute to Fleetwood Mac comes to the Florida Theater for the first time. Endorsed by Mick Fleetwood, these world-class musicians will perform the legendary Rumors album in its entirety and much, much more. The ultimate tribute to Fleetwood Mac, November 1st at the Florida Theater. Tickets are on sale now at the box office or online at floridatheater.com.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley purchased a mansion in Memphis, Tennessee, and named it Graceland. And in Liverpool, England, the Cavern Club opened and featured the Beatles, which is where the Fab Four got their start. 1957 was also the year that the Bogers family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Bogers Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Bogers Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by 3 board-certified Bedorth & Son staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. Bogers Shoes also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, For Your Soul by Rocky Brands, New Balance, SAS, and Vionic, just to mention a few. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Bogers Shoes success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Bogers Shoes difference. Bogers Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Kivett, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming and Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Yeah. Okay, we're looking at pictures and... The flounder kind of fooled me there because there was
flounder tail, right?
I don't know. It was kind of
no. It's the flounder.
Yeah, it looked like a triple tail, but it looked like evidently it was his hand or something on his clothing.
It's his finger right there.
Yeah. Okay, it's going. Where did that other tail come from?
That was the first fish we caught of the day, and then didn't catch one the rest of the day. Couldn't catch one the rest of the day.
Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah, he was good. He was a real good one, but just the way it went.
We are going to have to try to get Brian on here because I liked it. Find out a little bit more about Shimano and and everything.
Mr. Dufek?
Yeah. We had him on the show when he was on Pure Fishing, and he did a great job then. And, what happened to him was basically...
Who's the other guy, Spencer?
Spencer from Big Rock.
Downsized or something, I believe.
Oh, yeah, it was all in the article that... I've got an article in the paper this... this month, the front page is broken into three different sections. Mm-hmm. One section talks about Pure Fishing and some of the moves that they made, cutting back immediately after buying it. And it was can't remember off the top of my head what company bought it, actually, and started doing that.
That bought Pure Fishing, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was Howell was the name of the holding company of that. But... what makes it so hard is that when companies like Penn, I always bring up Penn, it seems like, because I've been able to trace it because it's been such a great selling item. Back about 4 or 5, maybe 7 years ago, all the Penns came in and made America boxes. And then Penn sold, and Dick Henry, which used to own Big Rock, what it was really back then called Henry's.
Yep.
He bought Penn, and then all of a sudden you started noticing the Made in America started disappearing, and then the quality of Penn's started going down, and then Keith was having problems trying to get parts for Penn. Then Penn sold again.
Well, the parts are coming out of China.
They are now.
Yeah.
But when a company sells... they're reels. They don't sell the parts. And 9 out of 10 times when a company sells a line of reels, new ones are made with different names for some
with
reason.
With the same parts?
Sometimes yes and sometimes no. But none of them have parts to begin with because all they do is buy the name. They don't buy the parts and everything else.
Hmm. Well, if I would have hit Mega Millions, I was going to buy Penn.
But, oh, were you?
Yeah.
Why? But, why?
To just curious. Make it great again.
There make it go. Great again.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. I'll vote for you, Jeff.
Yeah.
I think good one. Good
I think
one.
You'd be a good one, Jeffro.
That was good. Did you? How about your present business venture? Are you making them great again, or is it still just kind of
fixing to in the next few weeks?
Okay,
good. I'm trying to help it out, Rick. I've been trying to. We used them this past week and weekend, and you know,
busted them fish, didn't you?
Yeah, it's like a little more, like I told you before, like what I kind of like a little differently, but. Other than
he
that,
likes his little sparkies.
No, I like the lower profile hooks, what I like. I don't necessarily have to be sparky, but I like the lower profile hook, you know.
I just like hooks that get in the fish's mouth.
Oh, yeah, as long as they stick them, it's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, exactly. I just sent a message to Brian. We'll see what happens.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'd love to talk to him and talk about Shimano.
Yeah. Love Shimano products.
You know, Shimano finally came out, and stated that their number one reel here locally, it was really a freshwater reel and not a saltwater reel. And
Shimano said this now?
Yeah.
Was Shimano, it like a Stratic or something?
Stratic. That was it.
Yeah.
And Keith had been saying that for, you know, 2 or 3 years at the store that the Shimano
this
was
isn't a it's not a saltwater reel.
And
what did we just stock up on? Daiwas.
Daiwas.
I think they're
I had become a Daiwa fan, but I'm really more of a Tsunami fan than anything else.
You know, I thought that now the Stratix, most of the Stratix and the Sustains and a couple other, the Stellas and stuff, they're making their saltwater series now version of them. They're called, you know, the inshore version, basically. And
you talking about Shimano?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And, you know, they've got their, they finally have come out, and they're starting to publicize it real heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what made it finally the Stratix to be people to know that the Stratic is really a freshwater reel. And I was watching a TV program. Terry just loves her fishing programs at night. And then I looked down and you could tell, so that they must be in freshwater because he's got a Stratic there. And lo and behold, they were catching, they were in freshwater down South Florida, catching a fish that had been flushed down the toilet and now has just populated the area.
Must be Oscars.
They look, it's the funniest thing in the world. Oscar?
Could be a goby.
Clownfish,
that's
fish.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got the spots of a redfish.
Yeah.
It swims backwards, but it looks like a flounder. It's the craziest fish I've ever seen in my life.
So you said it was
like
flush.
A riven fish.
Yeah. In other words, they were a,
looks,
you know,
more like a riven fish.
No, huh? No, it's
are
a
they
wider fish.
Yeah, but they're long.
They're longer than a flounder, yes.
Yeah.
And thinner.
Yeah.
Words, they move like that. But
like a snakehead kind of?
Yeah, but no, it's a flounder-type looking fish.
Okay.
I mean, it's a thick fish that swims backwards, a wide fish, not a thick one, that swims backwards and has spots on it like a redfish. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life. And, yeah, it's called a clownfish. Jeff got it. And
ding, ding, ding.
And then Brian Wiggins was the TV show that was on. I think it's Brian Wiggins. Last name is Wiggins.
Okay.
And
channel was it on?
And now that I don't know.
No, I was going to say, what's
Blair?
Blair Wiggins. That's it.
Oh, Blair
ding,
Wiggins.
Ding,
yeah,
ding, ding.
Yeah, Blair Wiggins. Yeah.
Hey,
I'm on a roll.
You'd
baby.
Be surprised.
Yeah, Blair Wiggins.
With Jeff's habits.
He's on the Fox Sports Network. Yeah, he's on the Fox Sports and Fox Sports Network
show. Man.
Addicted to Fishing is what it is. That's the name of the show.
It could have been.
Addicted to
yep.
Fishing. That's his show.
Yep, that's it.
Found knife fish.
So
they catch them down in the canals down in
Miami
area.
So somebody flushed that fish. Like
going, so they're not going in a septic tank. They're going into.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going into the lagoon or into the canals down south.
Yeah, they're going into the canals, and you can see the big old metal.
It's like the,
going in there that's usually
the
sewage.
Peacock bass.
Exactly.
So you go down there fishing for peacocks, and you can catch the clown knife fish also.
See,
I mean, that is an interesting fish. It's flat like a flounder, but it got cut off, and he's thin, and he, it's like a snake, like you said, moves like an eel or a snake on his body and swims backwards.
He's got a tail of a toadfish. You know, like toadfish tail, they don't have a fin in the back.
Heard they're really good to eat.
These things are?
No, toadfish.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know either. And
it's related to the monkfish.
Yeah, they were throwing all these back in, excellent. So I don't know if they were good to eat or not, but they threw them all back. But it's really funny. They roll like a darn tarpon.
Those do right there?
Yeah. They break the water to the top of the water.
And Blair was catching those. Where was he catching those at?
Really, south, or? He went with a guide that goes into those
canals down there.
Mm-hmm. And the guide put him on him. And Blair actually missed the first two or three. He got hits, but he couldn't seem to hook it and bring it in. And
boy, it's got a small head, doesn't it? Look how small it is compared to the
body.
That was
what they were talking about, too, how small the mouth is on that fish.
Yeah, it's tiny, tiny.
But he evidently gulps in food.
Right,
quite a bit,
right.
Yeah. Had some nice live bait they put on.
I'm ready to go take a weekend trip or, you know, midweek trip down south and go after some exotics.
We're going to be taking one next week, 2 weeks.
It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Make it ready for that.
Yeah.
But well, speaking of Heroes is on a Saturday this next month, isn't it? Is it the last?
I think, yeah, that's at Browns. I think that's basically, I don't know if we're doing a regular event. Or
it says just a regular event.
Yeah, they're not doing the banquet like they used to. Mm-hmm. The banquet's out, and it's just a regular event going out.
Going to miss that banquet. That was a great time.
Is that what you and I went to last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
But it's on a Saturday.
That'll be gone by the wayside like the classic. So things go, things come.
Yeah,
so.
That's right.
904-296-2692 is the number. Give us a call. 904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. you'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over 2 decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the pulling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at FloridaFabWorks.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, Joe, I just heard a new ad there. What was that?
Yeah. Fabworks. Yeah, we got a new sponsor on the radio
show.
Who
is it again? I'm sorry to hear you.
Florida Fabworks.
Florida Fabworks. Yep. Yeah, that's cool.
So what does he do? You sold the ad. I don't know nothing about it. Great job.
Yeah. He, a lot of welding, puts your boat together, puts all your tops, and yeah.
Where's he located at?
Over off of Art Museum.
Okay.
Off Atlantic Boulevard, back in that corporate, is it Corporate Square back at, I guess that's...
Exchange or something? Or?
Yeah.
By Bono's.
FloridaFabworks.com.
FloridaFabworks.com.
Yep, okay. And he's got a Facebook page, too, I believe. I posted that and blasted it out the other day. But, yeah, does fantastic work. And he's got a good clientele set up. So.
That's cool.
We got him on the
new sponsor
in the Fishing Connection and the radio show. And his ad just ran. Which we appreciate John Vitas putting that together for us. Good job, John. And
hey, John, you can mark that down. What's the date today? 10/26.
Yeah, 26.
2018. It only took Joe 8 years to compliment you, buddy. Good job.
Hey, it took him 8 years to sell an ad. You know, about time.
But, y'all hilarious.
I mean to tell you, I mean John Vitas. I expect a call.
Next thing we know, Joe will like move up from Zebco to Stratix.
Nah, don't get ahead of ourselves.
No, right, I'm going to Penn. Yeah,
conflict twos.
You know what's really coming out a lot now, and we sell them, but we never sell a whole bunch. Matter of fact, I kind of cut back carrying them. Low profile. Have you ever used a low profile?
Yeah,
you're referring to like a bait caster?
Like a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So a low profile basically is not the big round bait caster.
Right, the round reel.
That's all I have.
Well, it's a flat reel, really.
Right.
Okay, an Abu Garcia,
the 55, 6500. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I was going to get one, but I was going to start bass fishing, and I was going to start going out to Trout River.
You're Trout Creek.
Yeah.
So you're referring
to Trout Creek Fish Camp.
Down off 13.
Yes, that's Trout Creek.
Right.
So you're referring to like my Shimano Corrado. Is that what you're talking about? The Corrado, when you say low profile?
No. Low profile, the first one I really carried was.
I fished the Abus, the Revo Inshores.
I've got one.
Revos,
yeah. I also have a Shimano Corrado. And so, yeah. You're talking about that.
I've got a couple of the Corrados. They're nice reels. Gotcha. So what's weird is they got a little button on the side that you push up, and the side of the reel opens. So that's that's a neat little feature. You get to the brakes and all of that, which is way beyond me.
Me too. If I open something up, there's going to be one spring just going to jump out.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's why they make guys like Keith.
Keith, and well, I'll take it there,
I mean, they don't have a 300-yard line capacity on them, but, you know.
But
boy, my Revo Inshore holds a lot.
Yeah, now that's Revo Inshore.
Yeah. And,
but a lot of them don't have, like Joe's saying, because they're fresh water and you're catching smallmouth.
Like the Black Max and things like that. The old
Black Max was to be
the beginning of the
Silver Max. Silver Max, the Black Max, the it's old school there.
Yep.
But now I've got a Revo. I got the Aura Inshore and a Revo Inshore.
Those are nice reels too.
Yeah.
Now here's the one I was looking for. It's called the Wind. I've never heard about it.
That's the grips.
That's the grips.
That's the grips.
But, yeah, the wind grips.
Yeah. That's the wind grips.
There, and there's what I'm.
I've got. I bought a box of the wind grip wraps. You know.
Right.
But I can't figure out how to put it on.
Now, their friend who was looking for the Zepco, did he ever find it? The one who thought it was a different company.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. If, you know, I don't know. I have no idea. Cannot remember. Truthfully.
Anyway, do you get all the different? Amber Garcia's and Shimano's lug profile reels here.
Nice ones. Fluger.
Hey, real quick, let's talk about the Final Pounder obviously raised a lot of money for the Jacksonville School of Autism.
$95,000.
Congratulations on that. Now, did you fish in the Final Pounder, Joe?
No, I did not. I work on Saturdays.
Did you fish it, Rick?
Yep.
How did you guys do?
We hit nothing but small flounder.
Did you catch some flounder there?
Oh, yeah, we caught a couple. We caught three, but I would count two of them.
Okay.
One of them was so thin, he was literally a potato chip.
Yeah. How about you, Jeff? How's you doing it?
Pretty great for fishing for redfish.
Oh, yeah. No,
we did the same thing. I couldn't believe it.
Caught a bunch of reds.
Caught a couple.
I didn't catch one flounder.
We caught some nice reds.
I will be glad when this year is over. Yeah. For flounder. I'm not even going to go after them anymore this year. I'm just going to devote all my time to catching sheep's head.
Well, you know, it sounds like a lot of guys didn't do very well. It sounded like, you know, Sonny and I ran down. We went all the way south to pre-fish for them and had a great day as far as, you know, catching flounder, pre-fishing. And we methodically stuck some here and left them there. And he went back down south during the flounder pounder and very first cast, you know, caught a 3.5 pounder off the bat. And then could not catch one the rest of the day. And same thing happened to me. My client, very first, second cast of the day, you know, caught a 5-pounder.
Mm.
And we could not buy one.
You caught a 5-pounder?
Sure. When I just showed you, you thought it was triple tail. Yeah, 5-pound flounder.
Well, I know where we had good luck, my buddy Johnny and I. It was in November. Right off a clapboard, launch a clapboard, go north, and work that grass line about 100 yards from the ramp. Sheep's head. Nice sheep's head.
So what are you talking about, sheep's head or flounder?
Sheep's head.
Mm.
Okay.
But the
right
flounder,
there on that grass line, there's some oysters along there.
You can clapboard them up.
We caught our flounder.
Where you and I, launched.
Yeah.
Well, let's go, by the palms. Let's go over the winners list real quick.
You got it?
First place, Teddy Clayman, 8.48 ounces.
That was big.
Congratulations,
8 pounds.
Teddy.
How's it going? 8 pounds. That was, 8 pounds, 48 ounces.
You know, that's
small.
That's small for this tournament. Second place was Billy Clark, 8.07. Third, Adam Grimes, 7.75.
Wow.
Fourth place was Blake Carter, 6.34 pounds. Fifth place was Danny Cohen at 6.33 pounds.
Just out of the money, see?
The aggregate, Ryan Vogt, 15.43 pounds.
Wow.
Dustin Capold, 12.71. Brandon Ingalls was 12.3. Fourth place was Matt Link at 11.22. And Little Man Barkin, 9.55 pounds.
Congratulations, Little
Man. Yeah, congratulations, Little Man. Junior anglers, first place was Micah Bush, 2.67. Second place was Jimmy Lader at 2.54. Third place, Sammy Shute, 2.05. Marissa Dupriest took fourth place with 1.78. And fifth place was my little cousin Ethan Bennett, 1.77 pounds. That is Ethan's Craig Van Brocklin's grandson.
Well, it sounds like Ethan outfished you then.
Oh, yeah. Like. Ethan kicked my butt.
But congratulations to all those guys. You know? It was a tough bite.
Really. And the toadfish, Scott Evans, 1.99 pounds.
That was a mystery fish?
Yep.
No. Every year, Angie subs.
No, okay.
A sub a week.
But, you know, I think overall it was a tough bite is what we're trying to say for most anglers.
It was a horrible bite.
Well, those guys probably didn't think it was horrible, so, I mean, you know.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, you know. I know, but I'm
horrible,
sure.
$2,000 under bucket out the door.
Yeah. Well, I remember that morning of Saturday, I said 8 pounds, something in the 8 pound range is going to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually really thought it was bigger than that, than 8 pounds, but it wasn't.
See, me and the ones Sonny and I caught on the day before, we had about 10 pounds in aggregate. So he went right back down there, and I thought he had a great shot of duplicating what we had done the day before and just could not get back on him, you know. So, tough bite, though. But, hey, you're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show. If you want to call us, you can reach us at 904-296-2692 or check us out on the Apple or Android. You can download the app by typing in Sunny FM 102.3. Or if you want to listen to a live stream, you can hit www.gonefishingshow.com. That's gonefishingshow.com. And there's no G in fishing. This is the Gone Fishing Radio Show.
Out. This is the long break. Catch us in 5 minutes.